Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
It's Pharrell Coast to Coast in the biggest way possible right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. No Scotty today or the rest of this week. You got Carver High. In a little while, the raging redhead Cam Stewart will join me as well. Mafia in the mix, Hayden at LTN. I think Aaron O in the house too. It's a Tuesday, Aaron O Tuesday here on Pharrell Coast to Coast. So, a lot to do today. Very busy Tuesday. All of the baseball from last night we will get into. NFL, everybody has reported now. Everybody is in the mix. All the other teams today filing in and reporting for duty as the 2022 NFL season is pretty much getting into full gear. The birthday roll call for a Tuesday. Isaiah Simmons, Cards linebacker, 24. Van Jefferson dropped a couple big passes for me in the playoffs last year, 26. Tariq Cohen, former Bear running back, 27. Keanu Neal of the Cowboys, 27 as well. Jimmy Smith, Ravens corner, still going at 34. Brandon Morrow, former Blue Jays and Marlins pitcher, 38. Any other good ones today? Jose Bautista, former, not the hitter, the former Oriole and Cub pitcher, 58. Dorothy Hamill, 66 today. Bob Lilly, Hall of Fame Cowboys defensive tackle at 83. So the big happy birthday to everybody there. We have afternoon baseball that we will be keeping our eye on. The Cubs and the Pirates this afternoon at Wrigley. Cubbies already out to a 3-0 lead early on. They did beat the Pirates last night as well. A very teary-eyed Wilson Contreras, knowing it's going to be his last games at Wrigley with the Cubbies. He will be dealt before the deadline on Tuesday. He was sad about it last night after the game. You'll hear from him on Coast to Coast. Nationals, how about last night? Talk about a bad scene. If you're a favorite parlay bettor, you know, putting all the favorites in a parlay in Major League Baseball, didn't work out well for you last night. The Nationals beating the Dodgers. The A's beating the Astros. Those are two right there. Parlay killers. Late night. In MLB, Dodgers just couldn't get anything going. But, hey, can't win every single night. That's why it's baseball, and the Nationals did get it done. We've got Juan Soto with the two-run triple. Phillies beat the Braves. Huge win for Philadelphia last night at home. They needed it. The Stotts homer in the eighth put them ahead for good, and the Phillies were an absolute bad scene over the weekend against the Cubbies. Get back off the deck. Mariners also get off the deck after the bad weekend against the Astros. They beat the Rangers last night. Orioles beat the Rays. We've got it all. Red Sox snapped their losing streak. So all of last night's action, and of course, we will preview a full slate of MLB tonight, including the Yankees and the Mets, Subway Series here in New York. For the first time ever, they're playing in the regular season with both of them in sole possession of first place. So unlike some years where there's maybe not as much juice as there used to be to the Mets and the Yankees playing, you are getting it these two games, tonight and tomorrow, that's for sure. Yankees also put Giancarlo Stanton on the IL. Man, did we tell you that was going to happen yesterday or not here on Coast to Coast? They are so bad at lying about injuries in the Bronx. To sit there on Sunday and tell everybody, well, he's just a little exhausted from the All-Star break. Yeah, now he goes on the IL with the left Achilles. So Stanton's going to be out, won't play against the Mets on the 10-day IL, backdated to the weekend. But you just saw that coming, full steam ahead. They've done it for years now. Yankees have Aaron Boone continue to lie about injuries. And DeGrom's going to go to Syracuse for another start there. We will do the Lions share as well. Me and Cam looking to get off the deck after the Lions share last night. Big bounce back tonight coming for you on Coast to Coast. As we mentioned, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates, of course, here on C2C, Sirius XM 159, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty, along with Cam Stewart joining me in a few minutes. NFL, everybody filing in today. We'll hear from several coaches and players getting going. Of course, Bill Belichick, chipper as always, on the first full day of Patriot camp. Sean McVay knows the target is on the Rams' back. Trevor Lawrence looking to be better in year number two. The 49ers also just said they've officially told Jimmy G, Trey's the guy, Jimmy. If his arm didn't have that surgery, he probably would have been traded already. They will start working on that. But it is the Trey Lance show. Him and his arm fatigue. He's got arm fatigue before they even start training camp. I'm sure that's a really good thing to have. Jerry Jones today talking about Mike McCarthy. Wouldn't be the coach if Jones thought he couldn't lead him to the Super Bowl. How enlightening from Jerry. Got to get him away from the mic. And we have stunning footage of Aaron Rodgers showing up to Packer camp today. It was like the sun started shining. They just opened up the path and the breeze blowing in Aaron's hair. Stunning footage today on Coast to Coast. Also, Big Ten media days getting going today and tomorrow. And who kicks them off in Indianapolis? Of course, the commissioner, Kevin Warren, who always loves to talk big, especially after getting USC and UCLA to come join the conference. And I just heard Foster. They're giving them full shares right out of the gate. They made poor Rutgers, Maryland, and Nebraska wait 6 years to get all the money. But UCLA and USC, roll out the red carpet, baby. Give them all the dough. We'll hear from Warren today as well. Rick Harrow in the mix today. Jim McBride of the Boston Globe. George Kurtz, Gentleman George, all today. C2C, Sports Grid Radio. We get it all rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you aboard today. Carver High in for Scotty, along with you see him on Game Time Decisions every weekday right here on the grid, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, right into in-game live after that. That, of course, is Cam Stewart, the Prime Minister, the Raging Redhead, and all of the above. Hi, Cam. Happy Tuesday, buddy. How you doing?
Happy Tuesday, Carver. Getting close to the birthday. And, just for everybody, tomorrow, golf day, we'll have a slew of picks. And, what can you say, buddy? Baseball was interesting last night with these damn props. Very close to the number. These guys are amazing when they make these numbers.
I am about to get into that. I will tell you, though, Cam, before we dive into anything, I have to let you know, of course, got the great deal BetMGM gives everybody. How about $10 on any MLB game? And they win 200 if either team hits a home run. Bet $10, win 200. Either team hits a homer. Promo code MLBHR2022. I would tonight play the Colorado White Sox game out at Coors Field. I think that's a good one where you should get on the board. Although, I don't know, Cam. Let's talk about it. I said at the top, you talk about a bad night. If you're like a money line parlay favorite type of player in baseball, I mean, the Dodgers lose, the Astros lose, you know, Braves losing to the Phillies was an upset as well.
Yeah,
you had some tough ones if you were trying to build some run line or money line parlays with the favorites, Cam.
Good call, Carver. And I'm not going to be all full transparency. I bet Oakland early. Remember on the show, I told you my dirty garbage scrap heap of the night, eggs Odorizzi going to get scrambled. Well, I was right there. And then I'm like, I'll throw the Dodgers and all my parlays all with Atlanta. That's the whole thing. You know what it is, Carver? Once a dog, always a dog. Man, you got to stick to the dogs. Every time I do these stupid money line favorites, they look so easy and they never win. The same thing with hockey when I do them. I got to get out of this, like, I'm just going to take the Dodgers as somebody routine. Just pick my dogs, do my thing, small favorites, and then we'll move. Because these things never seem to work. Yeah, you said it, man. People who bet favorites last night, they got absolutely torched.
Well, we did get a couple of those doggies because I did like the Orioles last night. So the Orioles came through for me against the Rays. You had the Grankinator at home with the Angels. The Grankinator was a great call last night as the Royals beat up on them. So it all wasn't lost, but if you were playing parlays, it was a tough night, that's for sure. We have a game going right now, Cam, believe it or not. 3-0, Cubbies leading the Pirates out at Wrigley, top of the fourth right now. Our boy, Ice Cold Brubaker, last night didn't pitch poorly, but he didn't get us the strikeouts, Cam. I wasn't happy about that, that's for sure. And I played the Pirates in game around the seventh inning when it was tied at 2. So they really let me down on a couple of fronts last night.
For sure.
The Buccos, no good. But the story in Chicago, Cam, is that last night and this afternoon, probably the last two games at Wrigley as a Cubby for Wilson Contreras, going to be traded by the deadline on Tuesday, one of really the last remaining big name from the World Series championship team a few years ago. Here he is, very, very sad, Cam. Knows his time in Chicago coming to an end within the next week. Nice hat, too. Here's Wilson.
No. I'm trying just to appreciate everything that really feel this is, and thinking of all the memories that I have here since 2016, from 2009 till now, and this is probably my last homestand with the fan this year. It's tough for me. It's really tough.
There you go. It looks like he lost his dog, Cam, unfortunately. You know, it's tough. It's tough, like, because, like, we've seen the same scene. Here's the strange part, Cam. Like, they won the World Series. They had so many huge contributors, and they just let them all go. Like, this has been, like, 2-3 straight years of just the exodus of Cubbies from that World Series winner, and they all have that same press conference that Contreras just had. They're all sad. They all don't want to leave. But they all leave anyway. It's amazing.
Exactly. You said it, Carver. That's the thing. It's like, hey, guys, it's like we talk about, though. Like, you guys make millions of dollars. Like, this is part of the deal. Sometimes you get traded. You know, you go from the Cubbies to a contender or somebody else. That's life. And, Carver, I'm actually thinking about dipping my beak into the Pirates plus 3.5 right now, if you can find it out there in this game. Why not? Why not get some afternoon action the way we roll on Thursday with the golf? I'm going to take a shot with the Buccos. That flammable gas can Wilson gave up 3 in the first inning, but I think maybe we can chip away at this lead for the Cubbies.
I've got the Pirates here right now, Cam, on BetMGM plus 3.5 minus 110 for sold. The Pirates live here. Let's go fourth inning, get it done. Plus 750 money line for the Buccos too. Here, if we think that they could come all the way back. Yeah, that's going to be dangerous, Cam. Me and you on Thursday in the middle of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, the first round, live live betting the golf.
We'll call the show Three Balls Galore. We're going to have so many damn matchups.
I'm going to have to go a little extra on the three-ball pairings on Thursday, especially the afternoon wave for us while we're on the air. Okay, we mentioned that the Dodgers, Contreras also, Mets, Astros, Giants, those are among the teams that are interested in his services from the Cubbies. Dodgers lose last night 4-1 to the Nationals, complete no-show. Gonsolin was awful. Juan Soto, Cam, the biggest name everybody's waiting to be traded. The two-run triple on Masson for the Nats last night.
Soto, high bouncer, and a fair ball. Way down into the corner, scoring Robles. Here comes Hernandez. Juan Soto digging for 3. It's going to be a stand-up triple if he would not have slid. He didn't have to. You know, that was really interesting. Chris Conroy called that a fair ball before the ball ever come down off that hop, and that's because it was fair going over the bag. And the Nets have a 4-run fifth inning.
Yeah, those are crushers, Cam, when the minus 330 money line favorites lose outright.
Oh, yeah. those are
Those are crushed.
Who had the stones to take the Nationals last night? Honestly, but I will say this. This is concerning because Gonsolin was great. He was horrible in the All-Star game when we bet the National League. We lost. We didn't hit our strike total, and he gets lit up again. It's a little bit concerning. Not his greatest last two starts, Carver.
And look, as a bigger kind of topic for this, Cam, and me and Scotty have talked about this a lot the last couple weeks, their lineup is excellent. I don't know if I trust their rotation in October against, say, the Braves or the Mets or some of these. I don't know if I trust the Dodger rotation. You're telling me that Gonsolin and Anderson and these guys, Mitch White, going to get big outs for me in October? I don't know if I see it, Cam.
Yeah, they're going to have to outslug teams, Carver. That's a great point. Like, and that's the thing. The Mets are doing this stuff. They got guys that are out right now. I think they can play with them. I agree with you 100%. Like, everyone's just anointing the Dodgers the championship. I'm not so sure.
And listen, I know they got Kershaw too, but this is not Kershaw from 10 years ago where you could pitch him,
exactly,
you know, every three games and he gives you a solid start. You know, you could, you know, you're gonna get a good start from Kershaw, but you might also get a clunker. That's kind of where he's at right now in his career. All right, Cam, we have a lot more to do. We'll go through some more games from last night. But when we come back, Cam, we're getting off of the deck tonight after the lion's share last night. It was not one of our better performances on Coast to Coast. We had been pretty hot, and last night it was not hot. But we're going to change that. We bounce back on the lion's share. Coming up next, Carver High and Cam Stewart. In for Scotty, Coast to Coast, Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty today and all week long. It is time, as always, for The Lion's Share from BetMGM as we are going to look to get some strikeouts, some home runs, and some game props. We're going to look to get a bunch across the finish line tonight as well. Unlike last night, where really, Cam, only Max Fried showed up for us, especially in the strikeout department. He was the only guy that came to play for us on the lion's share. But it's a new day, Cam, and we start fresh. Let's start with the Rays and the Orioles tonight. One of our favorites, Dirty Harry McClanahan. Shane McClanahan on the mound tonight for the Rays. 7.5, -130 to the over, -110 to the under. I will tell you, Cam, that Dirty Harry, his last few times out, he is over 4 of the last 5 starts, over 7.5. He faced the Orioles once this year. That was way back on opening day in April. He had 7 that day, so right on the number. I'm over for Dirty Harry tonight.
I'm with you. McClanahan, he's our guy. I like this guy. He's consistently over the number, Carver. It's asking a lot, but you know what? Tampa Bay, too, they understand the business. Good pick by you with Baltimore, but I think McClanahan comes out and dials. He deals. What are we thinking? Maybe 9-10? I wouldn't be surprised if he hit double digits. I'm with you on this one. This guy's a great pitcher, and if he stays in the game, we should be able to hit that number.
Yeah, you want to do a little ladder play tonight, Cam? We'll bet him 8, 9, 10. We'll get him up on the ladder. We'll get the ladder from McClanahan, Dirty Harry. Mike Clevinger tonight for San Diego after they got punked. There's another favorite that lost last night, Cam.
Yep.
The Padres got punked. We thought something was wrong with that game, too, when we were going through. We said, this game seems really fishy, and the Tigers beat them up in Detroit. So they look to bounce back tonight with Mike Clevinger on the mound. 5.5, -110 to the over, -125 to the under. He is only over that 5.5 in 2 of his last 8 starts, but did have 8 his last time out right before the All-Star break against Arizona. I am under for Mikey tonight, Cam. I'm staying under with Clevenger.
Oh, Carver, you broke our deal. Anyway, I like over with Clevenger tonight. I think he's going to be in the game. I think he's dealing. Detroit feeling good, free swinging. I think we can get six. This one's going to be close. It's either going to be, the number is good, Carver. We're either going to lose by one, win by one. I'm going to go over. Very good number by the book. Over.
As you have said, a lot of these strikeout props, a lot of them extremely sharp to the number, especially after these guys have now made upwards of 15 starts already this season. So a lot of data to go by. The Marlins and the Reds again tonight in Cincinnati. Reds beat them up last night. Pablo Lopez will try to change that tonight for the Fish. 5.5 for him, minus 120 to the over, minus 115 to the under. He had six his last time out, which was Thursday against the Rangers, but under in the four starts before that. And guess what, Cam? I'm going under again for Lopez tonight. Minus 115 under 5.5.
You're my boy, Carver, but where are you? You're digging and I'm climbing right now. I like Lopez. I think he's going to be in the game there for the Marlins. The Reds absolutely torched the Fish last night. I think this is a key start. I think he's going to be in it for the long haul before they get to the bullpen. I think he gets six or seven tonight. I actually believe in Lopez, so give me the over. At least we're on different sides. Something for everybody tonight.
One of us is winning tonight, Cam. That's the deal.
Yes,
we were all on the same
night.
Place. We got a guaranteed win night for the Lion's share. Let's go, baby. Finally, for the K's, we will go to Carlos Rodon of the San Francisco Giants. Take it on. I forgot that my man Miller was pitching last night. Merrill Kelly, excuse me, for the Diamondbacks pitched great in that win for Arizona. Tonight, Rodon goes for the Giants. 7.5. Plus money to the over, plus 110, minus 155 to the under. He has seven against Arizona in early July, Cam. He has seven in three of his last four starts. So he's falling right on the number every single time he pitches. That one time he did not fall on seven, he had 12. I'm going over with Rodon tonight. Diamondbacks strike out a lot. I'm going to take a chance with him.
You know what? Yeah, might as well make it all. I'm going all overs. Hopefully I go 3-1 or better, Carver. I'm with you on Rodon. Even when the Dodgers hit him in that start, he gets to a strikeout prop. You know, it's either going to be seven or more. I think we can get not eight, nine in this spot too. I love it. You know what? And what we love, Carver, just like Coach James Young, plus money, baby. Let's go. Oh. Let's go to the plus.
Coach loves, so do I, when you got that little plus in front of the bet. Those are always the best ones. Bonus ball for the strikeouts for you, Cam, because this wasn't available this morning. It wasn't listed yet. It's listed now. That Brave Philly game, Strider and Nola both have pitched very well against those two teams. Both of them are 7.5, some hefty numbers. But I kind of like both to go over. A little bonus ball for the strikeouts, Nola and Strider in that Brave Philly game tonight. I could see a lot of K's there. Tater time, long balls, homers. We'll start with the Subway Series and the Polar Bear, Cam. Pete Alonso, of course, had that homer Sunday night against the Padres, plus 275. Now, I'll tell you this. He has not hit Montgomery great, but he has hit a lot of guys in the Yankee bullpen very well for a couple of homers, including Chapman, Abreu, a few others. So give me the Polar Bear tonight, plus 275.
It's my favorite, Carver, and I think these home run props are tough. I only probably take a couple guys. I'm with you. Look at his last two. Seven at-bats, five hits. The Polar Bear is hot. He might not be getting home run, but he's hitting, and you said it. They bring out the starter, bring in the bullpen. This guy is he's absolutely on fire. The Mets, he goes deep. Wish we can get like 3-1, but you know what? The price is telling you something. He's got a good chance. I'm with you. Let's go Polar Bear, baby.
Next one, I'm also going back to the Padres and the Tigers because I think the Padres will bounce back with some runs tonight, and Manny Machado is usually the guy to do that for San Diego. Plus 270, had a homer over the weekend against the Mets, had one. I think he's got two in his last 10 games, Cam. I like guys who are starting to get a little hot. Plus 270 for Machado tonight.
Hey, Carver, you got more stones than me. I'm going to leave this one off the board here. The Polar Bear is good enough for me. You can have Manny in San Diego. I will say this. They're going to be in a bad mood after getting shellacked by those pesky cats, those Tigers last night, but I'm going to have to pass.
Next one, playing a bit of a hunch, Cam. Why? Because we haven't heard or played many Ohtani home run highlights recently on Coast to Coast. Me and Scotty usually fit them all in. He hasn't had any in the last week or so. So, Ohtani, and that means, Cam, when he hasn't been hitting him, his price starts to drift upwards a little bit. So Ohtani, who's usually in the low 200s, you get him at plus 300 tonight against the Royals, who he has a bunch of home runs against earlier in the season. He just missed one last night with a double, plus 300 for Ohtani.
Be careful, Carver. This guy's a little bit beat up there, so I'm just going to stay away from Ohtani. I know one thing. He's getting angry. He says, you know what? I don't care about the money. I just want to win. This Angels team sucks, getting shut out by the Royals last night. God, they're brutal. What a joke.
The Royals and the Grankinator getting shut out by the Grankinator last night in Kansas City. Finally, I know that I have Jose Abreu up there for the plus 340, and I am going to play him. But really, Cam, when I got visiting teams, especially visiting American League teams that don't normally go to Coors Field for these interleague games, I like to jump on a few guys for home runs there. So a couple of the White Sox, if you want to take them, Jimenez, Abreu, A.J. Pollock, whatever you want to do, I'm loading up on White Sox tonight out there in Denver.
You know what? I'm going to ride that one with you. The other two, I think I'm with the Polar Bear and I'm with Abreu. I wouldn't be surprised if the Sox hit multiple home runs. As we said before, Carver, big series for these guys. They got to catch the Twins. I think they're going to be popping balls out at Coors. I love that pick with Abreu. Let's roll, buddy.
Let's get it, Cam. Tater time tonight for us out at Coors Field. All right, game props to finish things off. We'll start with the Subway Series again. Mets and the Yankees tonight. Pitching matchup of Montgomery and Taijuan Walker, Cam. You know what that means to me? There's going to be runs tonight in Queens between these two teams. How about both teams to score three or more runs with a little plus money, plus 115, both teams to score three or more?
Agreed. I think there's going to be lots of runs in this game. Weather's nice. Ball's going to be carrying. You said it, Carver. Yankees can rake. Mets can rake. Let's roll.
Next, we'll go to Toronto for you. The Blue Jays and the Cardinals tonight. How about the Blue Jays to win and over 8.5? Little combo meal for you, Cam, at plus 155 on BetMGM. Let's get it.
Love combos. Love combos. Love the buffet. Give me more, Carver. Blah, blah, blah. Just like at the Golden Corral, I just keep on stuffing my face. Barrios will get hit. The Jays will get theirs. I like the over and the Jays to win like an 8-6 type of game. I'm with you. Let's roll.
And finally, this one has been pretty good when these two teams have played over the past few weeks. And I really forgot to put it again yesterday, and it would have been a winner. The Diamondbacks and the Giants under 4 in the first 5 innings. This is plus 105, under 4 in the first 5 innings. We got Rodon, who we just talked about, going tonight for the G-Man. Yep. This has been a pretty sweet spot for me, Cam, and I'm going back to it.
I agree. The Giants aren't hitting right now, too. Rodon pitching well. It's asking a lot for 5 runs, Carver. I agree with all your props on the games. I like the under as well.
Look at this, Cam. Let's have a big night. Get off the deck from last night. We're in agreement on most of these. I know for one, at least a couple of us will hit some kick. Can we get a homer tonight? I had a good string for about a week and a half where we had at least one homer every single night on the lion's share. I want to see that come back to fruition. And let's cash some tickets, Cam. Let's roll.
What's
here,
happening
baby.
At the workplace, Carver? Yankees, Mets, it's separating friends become enemies this week in New York City. You know, you got your boys. You're a Yankees guy. A lot of Mets guys at work should get hostile. I like it.
A lot of Mets guys. Only to forget the guys at work. I got family too, Cam. I mean, my mother's a huge Mets fan. I'm getting texts all day. You're going down tonight. Let's relax here. Come on. Back on Coast to Coast after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us, Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty today and all week long right here on the grid. We will get back now, Cam, to the baseball from last night quickly because we do want to get into all of tonight's action. Huge slate tonight. Everybody cooking aside from the Pirates and the Cubbies that's going on right now. Out at Wrigley. Still 3-0, Cam. So we're holding strong right now with that 3.5 in the fifth inning at Wrigley. The other big, heavy money line loser last night, favorite, was the Astros going into the ashtray in Oakland and losing 7-5, Cam. They tried to come back a couple times, couldn't do it. The big blow for the A's, Sky Bolt. Who? With the two-run homer in the fourth inning on NBC Sports California.
Another 2-2. Bolt hits a high drive right field. McCormick back. McCormick near the wall. And that baby's gone. Bolt dropped it right on top of the out-of-town scoreboard. 6-1, the A's lead.
And there you go. The A's actually get a game off of the Astros last night, Cam. And look, for me, it's like it's the same thing like the Dodgers. Like these teams just can't win every single night, even against the really bad teams, Cam. Once you want to pick your spot like you did last night with the A's, you want to be there when it happens. But I got all the confidence that tonight they'll probably go back out there with Garcia and they'll give him the business, even with Montas going for the A's.
I will say this, though. Oakland gives this team fits, Carver, and I don't know what it is. Like, certain teams just play well against certain teams. They took two from them last time. They beat them again. The Oakland A's, did you have Sky Bolt in your lion's share? Nobody did. That's the answer. Nobody had him to hit a home run last night. But I'll tell you, Montas was pretty good in his last start, too. I don't know, Carver. I'm getting a little bit scared. This team, this A's team, loves playing the Astros for some reason. I might have to lay off this one.
Wow, we'll find out later when we look at the games. We'll have to see if Cam wants to go for the double dip two nights in a row. I have to see now. What are they giving you for the immortal Sky Bolt to hit a homer tonight? Because it's probably whatever he is tonight, Cam, that's probably what he was last night. How about plus 625 at BetMGM? 625 for your boy Sky. Back-to-back nights, Cam. You want to go the double dip for Sky Bolt?
Yeah, lightning bolt twice, buddy. Yeah, that's my brother's buddy, Al Cunningham, struck twice by lightning and survived. I might have to do it. I'm thinking about doing it. Let's go.
Plus a little small play. We'll put him in like a little small home run parlay. We'll put the polar bear, Sky Bolt, and Jose Abreu together. We'll get ourselves a 120-1 parlay, Cam. Let's go. The Phillies needed a win badly after getting swept at home by the Cubbies over the weekend. Had the Braves coming into town. They were down again in the eighth inning, Cam. But Bryson Stotts saving the day in the eighth inning on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Runners go. Pitch is lined out toward right field. It's deep. Acuna's going back. It's gone! The Phillies take the lead. A three-run home run by Bryson Stotts. He got a pitch he could handle, and he smoked it into the seats in right field. And the Phillies have turned this game around. Only the second home run allowed this year by Minter.
Huge, huge home run for the Phillies last night, Cam. They needed that badly. A 6-4 win at home and calm all the fans and the reporters down, who I know upset all the guys over the weekend too.
Yeah, exactly. Stupid question. Anyway, if you had Stotts and Bolt, you're the best gambler I've ever on earth for home run props.
Stotts and Bolt last night hitting big home runs. The Mariners also, after a bad weekend, they get themselves a win over the Rangers 4-3 last night. Your boy Flex Seal pitched pretty well, and they got some big hits. How about Ty France, the solo shot on Mariners Radio?
Swinging a fly ball deep into straightaway center field. Tavares back to the warning track, to the wall. Goodbye, baseball! Ty France with his 13th home run of the season, 51st RBI of the year. And it's now the Mariners 3 and the Rangers 1. And Ty France goes right up the middle to the right side of the 401 marker out to the batter's eye.
I'll say this about that guy, Cam. He's probably, and I know people finally saw him get in the All-Star game last week, and deservedly so, he's probably one of the most underrated, unknown, really good hitters in Major League Baseball. I mean, that dude, Ty France, can rake. Had three hits again last night. He has been excellent for the Mariners, one of their big bats.
Yeah, we bet on everything, so we get to see those Mariners games. A lot of people don't know. The Mariners got a lot of young stars, and he's one of them, Carver. And boy, our boy Flex Seal, you just couldn't have four strikeouts. You had to get five, right?
I know.
Way to go, Flex.
Flex Seal. I'm watching the game. I couldn't believe it. This guy, I mean, those last five starts, three strikeouts, four strikeouts, three strikeouts. He has to throw to five up there against the Rangers last night. The Reds get the rare big win. The Marlins come into Cincinnati, get beat up 11-2. The big blow, Jonathan India, first career Grand Slam, Bally Sports Cincinnati.
And he bashes that ball, destroys it to left. Upper deck Grand Slam.
There you go, Cam. That's a short highlight for the short amount of fans that were in Cincinnati last night. There was barely any there. So we wanted to make sure that we gave the highlight as much credit as the fans gave it last night. Very, very small crowd in Cincinnati for that game.
Yeah, and Lodolo had 9 Ks, too. I don't know what the hell's going on with the Marlins. These guys are just these fish right now. They're going to be swimming with the fishes if you bet these guys every night.
It has been a real tough scene for them. They have not been good whatsoever so far. The Orioles beat the Rays 5-1. Santander came up a base hit short for me, or else I would have hit a big parlay for him, big player prop parlay I had cooking, Cam. So Anthony Santander, he's on the list now after last night. The Red Sox beat the Guardians at Fenway 3-1 to stop their 6-game losing streak. Alex Verdugo on Nesson with the big RBI double in the sixth.
3-2. Fly ball down the left field line, headed toward the wall. Kwan will watch it off the green. Rev Snyder hard. It gets by the left fielder. Here he comes. He's in to score. And the Red Sox are back in front 2-1.
Oh, you got to love this. You got to love Fenway Park.
Red Sox needed that badly, Cam, just like the Phillies and the Mariners, as we talked about moments ago. And the stories that have been swirling around Boston with the trade deadline coming up on Tuesday. You've heard J.D. Martinez's name thrown around. Now, Xander Bogaerts, as we know, he can opt out and become a free agent. I'm still surprised that the Red Sox, you know, don't want to give the appropriate amount of money to guys like Bogaerts and Devers, who obviously seem to be, you know, their best players. And they've done this in the past, too, with Betts, etc. Very strange how the Red Sox handle some of these guys, Cam.
You're right. They're cheapening out, and these guys have been really solid for them over the past couple of years, Carver. And I'll tell you one thing about Boston, as you know, these guys with Sale being hurt all the time and up and down rotations, they're going to have to score runs to beat people at Fenway, right? That's one of the things. They got a nice performance from Pivetta last night, but, you know, that's the thing. They're going to have to do better. And with the injuries that they have and the pitching that they have, I'm with you. Time to pay these players.
The Tigers hammered the Padres, as we mentioned, 12-4. Now, this was towards the end of the game, but we only got a few more left of these in his career, Cam. So let's give one here to Miggy Cabrera on Bally Sports Detroit.
Uh-oh. There's a drive left field. That goes Profar, and it's gone! Cabrera's done it! Number 506! And the Tigers have a dozen.
Who can enlighten and ignite this crowd more than Miguel Cabrera? In a game that's already out of hand offensively, he puts a jolt into one and climbs the ladder board right there. Miggy now with 506.
That's some fun heavy lifting out in left center field, isn't it?
Nothing wrong with a couple of final big highlights for Miggy on the way out the door, Cam. You got number 506 there last night.
I love Miguel Cabrera.
Game.
I'm a big fan, Carver. He's just one of those guys, like, you know, we're big fans of the sport. He's done it year after year, time after time. That big frame, you know, he's one of my favorite players. I'm a big Miguel Cabrera guy, and it's nice to see him raking still for the Tigers. Love the man.
Yes, he has had a tremendous, tremendous career. And he's one of the guys, I know yesterday we were talking about the Hall of Fame, Cam. He's one of the guys that actually does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, unlike a lot of people that they do put in nowadays. Royals beat the Angels 7-0. The Grankinator gets it done. How about the Rockies and Brewers last night? And you know who I blame, Cam? I blame us. We sat here yesterday so confident. Yep. We called Kyle Freeland the gas can. It's gas can night in Milwaukee. Here we go. Can you believe this guy mowed down the Brewers last night for 7 shutout innings? I mean, Kyle Freeland on the road in Milwaukee completely mowed them down. I was disgusted, Cam, watching it last night. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, another parlay killer, Carver, with these big-time favorites, too. I thought Milwaukee could get them in the bottom, and they just didn't get there. That's the problem, man. I got to give Freeland credit. Yeah, we called him a gas can. We're the gas cans after that prediction. Good job by him.
I completely forgot to put the Brewers in that same pile with the Dodgers and the Astros and all those other big favorites that lost outright last night. Awful. And finally, Diamondbacks beat the Giants 7-0. A couple of things in this game. Tremendous performance by my guy, Merrill Lynch Kelly. 8 strong, 7 strikeouts, no runs, 3 hits. Took a no-no into the 6th inning, only on 99 pitches. 3.04 ERA for Merrill Kelly this year out in Arizona. He has been real. Got 10 wins now also. Shining light on what's been a tough season in Arizona. And Christian Walker, Cam, he added to the lead in the 8th on Valley Sports Arizona.
Walker sends one in his center. Carson is home. They'll wave Alec Thomas as well. 2-run single for Christian Walker, and it's 7-0 Diamondbacks.
Christian Walker, he popped up back in that 5th inning with a couple men in scoring position. This time just a little cue shot right off the end of the bat, but finds that big hole up the middle of the field to drive home a couple more.
Can't believe I missed playing my guy Merrill Lynch Kelly last night, Cam.
Great call, Carver. Hey, the Giants, we did talk about this. This team is coming down to earth real quick. Like, you're not scoring any runs. This is a team that, you know, they've been overachieving for a while. We keep on saying it. These guys are going to be fade material to the end of the year, Carver. I think their offense, I look at them, they don't scare anybody.
They do not, and that's why we are also going with that under in the first 5 tonight. Under 4 in the first 5 innings between the Diamondbacks and the Giants. They're not hitting. They've got Rodon going tonight. A nice little mix there to get us through. All right, Cam, that was last night's action. We will start to dive into tonight's games when we come back, including some notes from the Subway Series, which kicks off tonight in Queens. Mets and the Yanks. Giancarlo Stanton, I told you yesterday, Cam,
yep,
they lie about all these injuries. I told you, when we come back, I'll give you the exact reason why he's going on the IL. We've got Jacob DeGrom news and then a full night of Major League Baseball to pick from before we get into some NFL 2 in hour number 2. Cafferell Coast to Coast, Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. They are flying along at Wrigley, Cam. Now the top of the 7th, still 3-0 Cubbies, as it looks like everybody's trying to get out of town as fast as possible. They're in Chicago. I mean, honestly, 3 runs in the first, all zeros since then. For Thompson and Mr. Wilson, both on the mound today for the Buccos and the Cubs. But hey, Cam, that's fine with us. If they want to end the game 3-0, that's perfectly fine. We'll take that.
Yeah, with 3-0 that we didn't see O'Neill Cruz on a routine grounder. He put one like 10 seats up. I thought the Cubs were going to get another run, but we got out of it. So let's just hope for the best, Carver. 3-0 is fine.
Yankees and Mets tonight, as we mentioned. Here's the stuff that's going to bother me. So Stanton goes on the IL today for the Yankees with what they're calling left Achilles tendonitis, which is a lot different than what Boone said on Sunday, which was that he was exhausted from the All-Star break. Isn't that what Boone said? He's exhausted from the All-Star break. Now today, he has left Achilles tendonitis. Man, they suck at lying, Cam. Like, they're just not good at it. Like, the past few years, like, they put Boone out there to lie about the injuries, and it just never goes well for them. Just say that the guy's hurt.
I gotta give you credit.
Just say he's hurt.
You called it. Yep. You said it, just like a murder mystery. The guy, the perp, walks right into your office, and Officer Carver already knew this guy's guilty. I don't care what you're telling me. You already, yesterday on the show, you said it's a lie. This is BS. He's probably injured. Great call by you.
Because it's like, I've seen this story already the last two or three years with Boone. Like, why do we got to be cloak and dagger? He's done it with Judge in the past. Oh, you know, he just needs a blow. He needs a couple of days. And then he goes on the IL. He did the same thing here. You just look foolish after a while. Why lie? Say on Sunday, his Achilles is bothering him. We're giving him a couple days. Hopefully he's all right. We don't have to put him on the IL. Now you do. Instead of this nonsense about he's exhausted. He had a 500-foot homer at the All-Star game. Won the MVP. Wasn't exhausted that day. All right, we'll get into tonight's games when we come back, Cam. Coast to coast on the grid.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.